Shavua Tov, the next stop is Daf Chet, and we're up to the Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, second Perek, second Nazir. Fine, Thunder, Halas, the Perek. Harini Nazir ben Agrobrot, Uminad Vela. Somebody says a Lashon of the Zirut, in which he wants it to apply to figs, so either figs that are dried figs or figs that are pressed figs, which Lechor has nothing to do with Nazirut. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir. So Beit Shammai says in that case, he is a Nazir. Why? The Gemara will ask. Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir. Now, if he says Eino Nazir, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's not Osir. It could be that he's saying, indeed the Rambam learns, that when it says Beit Hillel Omrim Eino Nazir, it means that he is Nadur, and in Isser he's using the word Nazir. Kilo to say he's Mufrash, like a Lashon of Nedir. But all of the other Rishonim argue on that because it seems very clear from the Gemara that it's not that case. You have to do a lot of mental gymnastics to fit the Rambam in. But we'll see all about that. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Af Kisha Amru Beit Shammai. When Beit Shammai was saying that he is a Nazir, even though he only said, Arini Nazir min Agrogrot min Antevela, didn't say that he was a Nazir. Lo Omer Ela Be Omer Harein Alayki Korban. What actually Beit Shammai was saying is that if the man defines his language, this is where the Rosh learns, we ask him, well, what exactly did you mean? And he says, I meant to say that I was thinking at the time that I'm using a Lashon of Nazir the way I would use a Lashon of a Korban. So over there, that's considered to be Nadur min Agrogrot. And according to Beit Hillel, he's not even considered to be Nadur, because he didn't use the normal Lashon. That's where the Rosh learns. So in other words, there is no Shita, according to this, that according to Beit Shammai, he would be Osir as a Nazir. All right, so we have three Shittot, the Pashtas in the Mishnah. We learn like most of the Rishonim. We have the Tanakhama in Beit Shammai, who holds that Min HaGrot to Min HaDvela is a Nazir. The Tanakhama, who explains Beit Hillel, again, according to just about everybody, that this is not a Lashon of Naziris or Nadarim at all. And Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only Beit Shammai, he is considered to have made a Neder, but not a Nazirut. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Arini Nazir min Agrogrot min HaDvela, Beit Shammai Omrim Nazir. Now, how the heck could a guy be a Nazir if he's saying that his Nazirus is from something that has nothing to do with the dinim of Nazirut? How do we explain this to be a Lashon of Nazirut? Lamai. Mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin, Omer Rachmana. But doesn't the Torah say that the point of Nazirut is only things that have to do with the vine of the grape? Isn't that the whole point that Torah is making? That, I mean, I know you're, obviously, maybe you're thinking that Grogrot and Dvela are, in fact, capable of creating Shichrut. There's no Dvela Ki'ilit we had before. Achal Dvela Ki'ilit is considered to be Shikor, and it can't be More. But, I mean, certainly that's not a din in Ned and Nazir. Nazirus is purely wine-oriented products. So what's the meaning of Beit Shammai's Psak? Now, there's a number of different issues over here that are all very, very interrelated with our sugya. And the sugya is, in fact, very complex because there are so many different issues. And as many different ways as you could possibly put together the issues, there are shitas among the Rishonim to put them together. So I'm going to try to take a consistent but a simple way that it works out best according to mostly Tosfos and the Rosh, between those two shitas. And let's discuss some of the things that immediately come to mind when we look at a sugya like that. First thing that comes to mind is that the moment that a guy says, Arini Nazir, that Bein Nazirut is already Chal. He wants to say, Men Agrogrot, Men Advela, seems to be contradicting himself. He's contradicting himself, so it's too late. He can't contradict himself. Now that's the old machlokes that we had about whether Tvos Lashon Rishon or Tvos Lashon Acharon. If you're going to tell me Tvos Lashon Rishon, so then you got guys that are Arini Nazir. Fine, that's one issue. Another issue is, assuming that this is all one Lashon, Arini Nazir, Men Agrogrot, Men Advela, how do we view a statement that doesn't make any sense? We know that we have another very famous machloket, whether Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. According to Rabbi Meir, in Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala. Therefore, Rabbi Meir allows language to carry meaning that has to be assumed because on the surface it doesn't mean anything. This is a machlokes we had before in the dorm, we have an erechet. It's a very famous machlokes, which may also be the issue over here. If you're in Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, and he's saying something meaningless, then we need to redirect the statement. And since, according to Rabbi Meir, language supports also that type of intimation that needs to be redirected, because that's what people will do, it becomes a lashon nezirus. It's also possible. There's another machlokas, which also seems to have a lot of bearing on this. And that's a machlokas about whether when somebody says something that cannot be supported within the context of that, for the guy says, I want to bring a mincha, but I want that mincha to consist of seorim, not of chitim. So there we have a question. There's a shita there of Rabbi Shimon who holds that there's no neder that's chal. But that's because of a different issue. Shelo hitnadev kederach mitnadvim. You didn't do things in the prescribed fashion in order to create hekdesh. Also an issue seems to be involved over here. There's another point that we need to take into consideration. Assuming that a person says Hareni Nazir and means it, and then now he's trying to redefine it. Did you leave it open on purpose, Albert? Is this somebody coming? And then he redefines it. Now there's an issue, can he redefine it? Because we already saw before that if you hold, there's no charata that's possible on Hegdash. Or, that's one issue, no charata. Suppose, he's not trying to redefine it, this is really what he thinks. Then when he finds out, oh, well, there's no such thing, is that considered to be a bito? That's the question of whether yesh charata the Hegdash. And those two things were machlokes that we saw before. Whether you can be mitcharet after making something hekdesh, or whether you can say that since there's hekdesh b'taut, if you recall, that was the shayla again, which I mean, we had earlier, about whether it's possible to be shayal on something that's compared to hekdesh. Yesh shayla b'konamot. If ain't shayla b'hekdesh, then ain't shayla b'konamot, because the b'konamot is essentially saying he wants to apply to them of hekdesh. Anyway, you can see, and we've got quite a lot of sugyos to consider, right off the bat, in thinking about what all of this might mean. So let's take a look at it step by step. Our first problem is, on the surface, when Beit Shammai says that a guy who's trying to make himself a nazir by saying he's a nazir from basically things that are from figs, but that doesn't seem to make any sense in terms of the language of nazirus, what might he hold? Says the Gemara, Beit Shammai savor like Rabbi Meir. So actually, it's because Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's opinion all over is that ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. People don't say things that don't have any meaning. Since I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, we will now view this, apparently, as one statement. I really want to be a nazir from Gro Gro. Now, there's no such thing. So, is the man stomp blabbing and not saying anything? Everybody knows that there's no neder from Gro Gro. So what is he doing? Do we assume that he's not playing games? And the makor of Rabbi Meir is an erech in where somebody says, I want to give the erech of this mixer to Hegdash. Mixers don't have hegdash, have erech. They only have domim. When you use the lashon of erech, it doesn't make any sense in that context. The Torah only gives erech to human beings, depending on his age and his sex. That's the erech. What does that have to do with a kli? So Rabbi Meir says over there, look, obviously what the guy means is he wants to give the value, you know. He's using the word loosely. So then that means that here too, a person really knows that, well, I can't really be a nazir from figs. So therefore, he's basically making a nazirut. Okay, let's say that stands. What would Beit Hillel hold about that? Now, you'd think that the first thing that we would say is that Beit Hillel doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir. He holds an Adam is Motzi Dvar Levatala. Now, for some reason, the Gemara doesn't say that. Why the Gemara doesn't say that is Machlokas Rishonim. Doesn't say it because we don't want, as Tosfos learns, we don't want the Machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel to be the machlokas of Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, because it will come out that Rabbi Meir is going on leaving the Beit Shammai, which we don't want to say. We don't want to say it because we don't need to say it. Because by not saying it, we're bringing out the fact that there are other issues that need to be taken into consideration. And other turitzim by Achronim. But anyway, let's assume right now we're trying to avoid getting stuck with a machlokas b'tel Beit Shammai in whether Adam Motzi Dvar Levatala. And we're trying to broaden our palette of possible solutions to the issues here by letting all of us understand what's involved. So therefore, Beit Hillel comes along and he holds like Rabbi Yossi, he says. Look, you're ignoring another element. Another element over here is, do we say Tvos Lashon Rishon? We say Tvos Lashon Rishon. A man is contradicting himself. He's saying, I want to be a Nazir from Gro Gro. I want to be a Nazir. And that Nazirut should be Chal on Gro Gro. So he wants to be a Nazir. He's saying, I want to be Osir in wine. Then he's saying, no, actually, I want to be also in figs. But what happens there? So where a person makes a statement like that, there is another machlokes about whether we say Tvos Lashon Rishon, Alibid Rabbi Meir, Or we say, Tosa Shon Acharon, Alibi Rabbi Yosi. Since over here, he's saying at the end of his statement, something that contradicts the beginning of his statement, and Beit Hillel hold of Rabbi Yosi, the Omar Begmar Devarav Adam Nitfas. So what we have over here is a neder upitcho imo. You have a neder in which we see clearly that the neder doesn't work as it's said, and therefore it's bought. It has a built-in petach. Would you have to even go be shoyel on a neder like this? If it's telling you, well, I really only wanted to be a nazir if the naziris would allow me to drink wine, but would just ask me any figs, which I don't like anyway.
We don't.
But now, if you're telling me that I'm not going to be able to drink wine, I certainly never would have made a naziris like that. And so, Mamela, I don't even need a shayla on that, because the man is basically telling you, beferish.
Gemara Devarav wouldn't mean that he's just saying, asking myself on trailers.
No. When Rabbi Yossi says Gemara Devarav, Rabbi Yossi says, af Gemara Devarav. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say, we only look at Gemara Devarav. The problem over here is that the problem is this. Even if you say, there's no way to avoid dealing with this issue, because it would simply be a lie if we take the Gemara at face value. The machlokus is whether we're tvost Hashon and Shon, or... Okay, so now the question is, therefore, as Tosfos asks, why don't we say that we should be tovface Lashon, Rishon, Ve'achrin? That's all that Rabbi Yossi is saying. He's not saying, let's just be Tovis Lashon Achron, because by the Tmura Seila Tmura Shlomo, we make it a half an oil and a half a shlomo. So that's the case. If you want to tell me that we should look at these Lashonis in that way, let him be a Nazir, and let him also be Nazir Menagro Grota something. Right? I mean, in other words, why are we saying he owes Rabbi Yossi, and since Bigmar, I mean, that's not what he says over there. Right? That's what Rabbi Yossi says in Tmura. This is in Tmura af Bigmar Dvarav. It doesn't throw away the first part of the statement when Beit Hillel is throwing away the first part of the statement. So Tosfos explains that we have to understand that where you have a contradiction, and you can't say that part two of the statement is the explanation of part one, then what Rabbi Yossi is saying is, let us look at them as two side by side statements. Harezet Tumurat Ola, Harezet Tumurat Shlomim. And therefore sell it and bring Ola Shlomim. But where you have another possibility in which it's not considered to be a stira, which I could say now, maybe it's explaining. Maybe when he says, I want to be a nozer from figs, it's exactly what he means. I want to be a nozer from figs. And therefore, I have to say over here that if you're looking at one or the other, well, what does he mean? Did he really mean he wants to be a nozer come hell or high water? Or did he mean he wants to be a nozer only if a nozer is from figs? If I hold of Rabbi Yossi, then what I'm saying is, I want to be a nozer from figs, particularly. And therefore, I'm bringing in the Tfos Lashon Acharav. Okay? Otherwise, the truth is, you're going to have a terrible problem, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's chelik on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, Tvas Lashon Rishon. If that's the case, how does Rabbi Yehuda, the one over here, come along to say, no, actually what Bichami meant is that it should be a nazir, a netter, on figs. I thought Tvas Lashon Rishon. So, it'd be the whole thing, everything would be backwards. So obviously, therefore, says Tosfos, the machlokus in Tmura really has nothing to do with this issue. Because in this issue, we look at an explanation of what you're trying to say. Over there, there's no explanation. You can't say two opposite things. We're going to explain them, other than by saying you want them both to be true on separate pieces. That's all that we can say. Now, therefore, as you see from here, the sugya and tumura is not really directly nogea here. And when we say over here that I mean like Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't mean that that's what Rabbi Yossi was talking about. It means it's the same yesod that Rabbi Yossi is saying. Don't ignore what the man is saying at the end of the statement. Don't say, because it doesn't make any sense, that therefore let's just look at the first part of the statement. Let's work with it. What is he saying? He may be making a mistake. He's saying that he wants to be a nozer specifically from figs. Well, you can't be a nozer from figs. Therefore, it's a nether that has in it a built-in petach. Yes, you're trying to be a nozer, but there ain't no such animal. And therefore, nothing happens. That's all that it really means. And so over here, you can actually come and be mefarish. Now, the question over here is, again, as we said, why not just say that Beit Hillel disagrees and holds that Adam is Motzi Dvarav Levatala. Right? So that we've explained. Tosfos' approach to that is, we don't want to make it dependent. The two sugyas should be independent. It should be interdependent.
We don't want it
because then it comes out that Rabbi Meir only makes sense. I'll leave it to Beit Shammai. And we prefer not to say such a thing. In which case it would mean, says Tosfos, that Beis Hillel can say even in Temura, he could say either approach, because it's a different ball game. One question, however, is according to Rabbi Meir, who holds in Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, the din over there is talking about where he's trying to put an erech on a kli. Okay, but over here, exactly, it's not really the same. It's not erech to a kli, but there's something like erech to a kli. Because there's damim to a kli. We understand that the word erech and the word damim are almost interchangeable in people's minds. So yes, then it makes sense to say that he's calling it erech. Mashenkin, over here, there's no possibility of the word grogrot being nazirut. Nobody thinks a nazir can eat figs. So in that case, we certainly can't say that ein adam motzi dvarav levatala, in which case it could very well be that Beit Hillel has no quarrel with Rabbi Meir. There's no reason to make it depend on Rabbi Meir. Try to apply Rabbi Meir to this case. And we'll say, I don't know, Rabbi Meir may also say, what exactly is the non-batala? When you're saying language can carry reinterpretation, it's only where we assume that this is what the guy means. That's what reinterpretation is. So a guy who's coming along and saying, I want to give an erech to a kli, we'll reinterpret it to make sense. And that's what he meant. Well, because obviously language has to be what you mean. But if we're going to say, a guy says, I want to be a nazir from figs, what he really means is he wants to be a nazir from wine? That's what Rabbi Meir is going to say? So it could, because if you say we can ignore the last part of his statement, fine, you can say that. But if you hold it Rabbi Yossi, and you believe that the man is saying something contradictory, then the idea that, well, a guy wouldn't say something that means nothing is not so. He obviously did. So it's possible, therefore, to avoid a direct confrontation between Rabbi Meir and Beit Hillel by inserting the new issue of whether we need to consider the last part of the statement. So even though the two elements are really separate machlokas, in this case they're very profoundly interrelated. Tvos lashon rishon or tvos lashon acharon, and adam motzi dvarav levatala or eino motzi dvarav levatala. Okay, so that's our first approach now to the mission. Asks the Gemara, but is not Beit Hillel making a good point that we have over here, Beit Shammai Nami? Why don't we consider this to be a neder upitcho imo? I mean, again, we just pointed out that it doesn't really help if you're going to say that you're holding like Rabbi Meir, ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. You're still going to have to explain the fact that the guy is trying to do something, and you can't explain it the way you're doing it with the erech kli, where we understand what he's trying to do. There weren't two statements there that were contradictory. There was one statement that needs to be understood. What did you really mean to say? What is Shammai going to do with the fact, okay, fine, he didn't motzi dvar levatala, very good. But what did he do? He changed his mind. Is that what you want to do? He's making two statements. That I want to be a nazir, whatever you want. I want to be a nazir. Now what's he doing? Don't we at least have the problem of neder upitcho? Now, I want you to know there's an additional issue of what neder upitcho means, which is also very nogea the sugya. And Rashi brings both pirushim in Menachot. One is neder upitcho means the guy said what he said, but immediately had charat, and let us know that he immediately had charat. So maybe he said, I want to be a nazir, and then he says, nah, just for figs. So then that would be, since he's saying that immediately, it would be clear that he had charata from his neder, on the spot. It was betoch kedei dibur. The other approach would be that he's saying what I meant. This is what I meant. When I said I'm a nazir, I meant the kind of guy that doesn't just eat everything. I'm the kind of guy that doesn't eat figs. And that's what I was mitkaven for. And I thought you could do that. You could create such a state of personal nazirut from figs.
He meant neder instead of nazir?
No, he thought there's a kind of Naziris like that. You know, that if you define, if the Torah defines it, okay, then I understand it. But I want to be the kind of Nazir that's like this. So that would also, okay, and that's a mistake, so therefore it's a Neder Ta'ud. So this gets us now into the question of whether you can have Charata from
things that involve Hekdesh or comparisons to Hekdesh. Now he's considered to be Kodesh, right? Kadoshiye, Gadel Pera Rosho. Which means that whatever you hold about the Sugya of Hekdesh, we already know there's a problem about that Sugya. Because the question is, can you have Charata from Hekdesh if you change your mind? Or, if you made a Ta'ut, is there Hekdesh B'Ta'ut? Or is the whole Hekdesh B'Ta'ut? Because it's Ta'ut. Remember that we had before, if you say, Ein She'ela B'Konamot, it's because we understand you made a mistake, but since Konamot are based on Hekdesh, you can't change your mind, even if you'd like to, and we believe you. But that wasn't where we were given the rights to take off the netter, because the Ta'ut won't happen. The only way a Chochem can be sheril on a netter is by saying, oh, there was a mistake. But if the mistake itself binds you, like it does by Hekdesh, it won't help, which is indeed what the Gemara now says. Ella. Too bad. Learn to speak clearly. So since that's true, the moment that he says that I'm a Nazir, he's a Nazir. Now he's trying to get out of the Nazirut. How's he going to get out of the Nazirut? Basically by doing a Sheila, another, or the equivalent of a Sheila, showing us it was all a mistake. So he doesn't even have to do a Sheila. Okay. So now when he says, Minagro Groto Minadvela, alright, what's he trying to do? He's trying to be Sho'el on the net, not literally Sho'el, as Tosis explains, but doing the kind of thing which is the equivalent of a She'ela. This guy's a smart cookie. So now he wants us to be thinking, yeah, okay, this letter is a Ta'ut. Ah, but you see, I hold Bechamela Ta'amayu. He is coming to Chile with the Kati. He's coming to try to change his mind. But Bechamela holds their Shita, which we've seen all over. Ein Sheila Begdesh. The given Ein Sheila Begdesh. There's also Ein Sheila Benizirut, which is compared to Hekdesh in the Torah. Kodeshu. There you go. Now the question is, what in the world is all of this blabbing about? That's all you need to say. What does this have to do with Rabbi Meir now? Ein Adam Otsi Dvarav Levatala. Why is it? Because let him just say very simply, as Tosu says. Let's just say the words what was the kasha? It's a neder pitro ima. Just answer the answer. Answer is, what good is a petach? En shela? You go through a whole baba maisa. Well, it's going to be Rabbi Meir. Well, you said that before. If you're going to be Rabbi Meir. But the point over here is you're saying, let Beit Hillel be correct. He's still not correct because en shela back. That's what you said. That doesn't make any sense. It's like the Gemara now, for some reason, rediscovering something. And it's only going to work because of the fact that I hold a Rebbe Meir. Why is it only going to work because I hold a Rebbe Meir? But you see, says Tosfos, that's true. It only works because of Rebbe Meir. Because, you see, once the Gemara comes up with Beit Hillel's response, that it's a neder with its petach, and it asks Beit Shammai, so what are you going to do about that? No matter how you learn it, this isn't going to help you to learn like Rebbe Meir, because you're still going to have to say, no, you're right, he was a Motzi Dvar Levatola. Okay, but what are you going to do about the fact that he's also got his petach built into the neder? So at that point, the Gemara says, gee, so Beit Shammai is now going to have to explain the problem. Forget about Rebbe Meir. I mean, it's not going to help him anyway. He's going to have to deal with the issue of Ein Sheila Begdesh, right? That's the real problem. We don't need to have any other machlokas. So you would think, let's keep things simple and just say that. Beit Hillel holds what he holds because Yeshela Begdesh, therefore Yeshela Benizirut, and this is a Nizirut with a built-in Petach, and Beit Shammai says, no, it doesn't help to have a built-in Petach, it's too late. You made the Nizirut, and now you don't have any ability to be Mitcharet. Testosis, that's not going to work. Because the only reason that we can say you made the Nizirut and you can't be Mitcharet is because the Charata is going to be Chal after the Nizirut was already Chal. Oh, what Beit Shammai says is not that when you make a statement that can be explained away, that statement isn't explained away. That's not the deal of Ein Hekdesh B'Ta'ut. Ein Hekdesh B'Ta'ut means that when Hekdesh is Chal, and now you're coming to attack that Hekdesh, you can't. Think, but I only meant it this way and that way. It's too bad, even if that's true, it's too bad. But if it was never Chal, it was never Chal. Beit Shammai doesn't hold that. Whenever we have a suffix about what you meant, it's always chal. Who said such a thing? Therefore, the Gemara now needs to say, now wait a minute. It's not that we can reduce the whole thing about the whole issue to whether a neder with Bitcho Imo is chal or not chal. That's not going to help you. We're going to have to reassert the fact. Now, wait a minute. We said before, and we reiterate. Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. That ain't Adam Atzid Dvarav Levatalazer. Before we do anything else, let us recognize that this guy is no fool, and he did not mean Lechatchila to make a neder with a petach with it at the time, because then it would be Levatala. So what he really meant was, no, I want to be a Nazir. No, damn it, I don't want to be a Nazir. In which case, there was an instant that the Naziris was Chal. If there's an incident that the Zeres is called, then ain't nothing on me. There's no, no, but it was a Torah said, no, I thought that, no, that was too late. But I can't simply say that, well, it doesn't help to have a built-in Torah. Of course it helps to have a built-in Torah. If that Torah will prevent the Neder from being called. So we can't reduce the issue to simple things. We're still going to need to deal with the question of whether there was an immediate impact of the statement on Rami Nazir. There's no way to avoid that. Fine. This happens to be one of the more difficult offers. Please don't let it get you down. And it's dealing with a lot of fundamental things all within a very short space. Okay, so therefore, Kikomer min Agrogrot min Adveva, I look at it, since I hold the Rabbi Meir that out about Machid Varlavatola, we do not believe that this guy is a madman who's trying to create an impossible Nazir so that he should be able not to be a Nazir. I mean, what kind of person does that? So the way I understand it is, no, he really meant what he was saying, made himself a Nazir, and then got cold feet and says, but of course that's only if the Nazir applies to figs. And now he's coming and saying, you see, gentlemen, I mean, I never really wanted it. But when you said the first words, you really wanted it. But instantly I realized, I mean, I can't go without wine, I can go without figs. Yes, but we're dealing with Hegdash. Doesn't help you. That's the point. So Angel of Hegdash, therefore Angel of Nazirut. Now, Beit Hillel, Savri Karevi Shimon. Now the question is, wait a minute. Well, what does this have to do with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is the man the Amar holds. The Torah is about a guy who makes now a neder to bring a mincha from something that a mincha can't be brought from. I'm going to bring a mincha from Seorim. You can't be no there a mincha of Seorim. So over there says Rabbi Shimon, well, no, he's not having any mincha at all. He did not do a nidava of mincha correctly. We already know what Beit Hillel holds. Why are we now engaging yet another issue? So suppose you may know what Beit Hillel holds in terms of why he's not a Nazir, but you don't know what Beit Hillel holds in terms of why he isn't Usur on figs. That you don't know, right? Because the Mashua, again, remember the Rambam holds that he is Usur on figs. So obviously there's a lot of other things that we'll have to deal with. Well, let's not worry about that. Now, again, the Rishonim on the Daf, nobody says like the Rambam, and we'll pretend that's the given. He's definitely not going to be usher on anything, according to Beit Hillel. And if that's the case, Beit Hillel, it's because Beit Hillel is Rabbi Shimon. Actually, there are some who learned that the fact is that the reason the Rambam paskins he is usher is because he paskins against the Shita of Ein Mitnadvim. The Semachron said that's the simple solution. Of course, our sugya is assuming that according to Beit Hillel, there is no neder. But the Rambam says, since I paskin that you would be chayev in a mincha, and it would have to be correct mincha. So too, if you said over here, I'm osur on a dvela, according to Beit Hillel, even though it's shalokedar hamitnatvim, who cares if we don't know the Rabbi Shimon? Okay, so that's one possibility. But in any event, in order to deal with this issue, the reason we don't talk about an Isser on the Grogrot and on the Devela is because we hold of Rabbi Shimon, Loit Nadev, Kederach HaMitnatvim. Now, our mission that learns the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel as above is not following the Shita of Rabbi Natan, who understands the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel differently. So, Matitin, the Loki Haitana, the Tana, Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Vin Nazir. According to Beit Shammai, again, there's a machlokas how to learn this. He is both a Nazir, because he said already Nazir, and he is also prohibited in eating figs, because he said, I don't want to eat figs. The Rosh says, no, no. I mean, both, it's either or. So essentially what we do is, we ask him. In other words, what does the guy mean? If he says it was Billy B, to use the word Nazir as a word meaning Porush. So then all I was saying was, I don't want to eat figs. I'm going to be like a Nazir. when it comes to figs. So then he would be Nadur. If he's saying, well, I don't know, I thought, you know, whatever, so then he's a Nazir. But that's the way that Beit Shammai leaves it over, which is not like our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Natan, Beit Hillel Omrim Nadur, no, on the contrary, he's only Usur on the figs, and he is not a Nazir, Veino Nazir. Okay, now that, again, the Rambam paskens this part, is indeed Nadur, but not Nazir. That follows also if you hold that Beit Hillel does not hold like Rabbi Shimon. So Beit Shammai sabi like Rabbi Meir uch Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly now, Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, that he definitely could be seen as saying Areni Nazir, but he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that he can be mefarsh what he has belibay to be nadur from the figs, from the devela and the grove road. And Beit Hillel, savrei lo, now most of the girsos we showed you have the girsa savrei lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, not k'Rabbi Yosi. Because with this understanding of Machlokes Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is essentially saying what Beit Shammai was saying the way Rabbi Yehuda understood Beit Shammai, namely, that he's not going to make himself a Nazir, but he is going to make himself Usur on Gogrot and Tevelah, and everything is fine. Lishnachri, now Amri has yet a third version. So we have our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Natan's version A, we have another Lashon in Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan Omer Beit Shammai Omrim Nadur Veino Nazir, that in this version, Beit Shammai is the one who's saying there's no Nazirut, there's only the Neder, and Beit Hillel Omrim Lo Nadur Velo Nazir. So now this is basically Beit Shammai, like the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah's explanation of Beit Shammai. And Beit Hillel was saying, no, he's not even Usur on the figs. He's going like Rabbi Shimon, who says, well, a guy who doesn't say something normal isn't saying anything. So therefore, you can't say you're an Usur from figs. So you're not anything. And you're not even Nadur. Okay. Now, Tnanatam, this was the source of a lot of our discussion, was the case in which a person essentially seems to be doing the same thing he's doing here. A guy here is trying to make himself a Nazir using the wrong definitions of Nazirut. I want to be a Nazir, but a Nazir from figs. Now, we have in the Nafis a similar case. I want to bring a Karban Mincha, but I want to bring a Karban Mincha from Seorim, not from Chitim. Or I want to bring a Karban Mincha that doesn't have any Shemen in it, or doesn't have any Levona in it. Or I want to bring a Karban Mincha which is only a Chatzi Yisaron, not a complete Yisaron. Well, that sounds similar to the guy's trying to make a Naziris with his own rules. You know, the guy's trying to bring a Mincha with his own rules. So the Gemara immediately says, okay, there seems to be so much in common between these two sheets. Let's take a look now at that Mishnah over there in Menachot. So we have over there, Omer HaRei Alay Mincha, La'avim in HaSa'orim, too bad, Yavim in HaChitim. If he says, I want to bring a Mincha from Kemach, the Kemach is thick, and Solet is fine. Well, there's no such thing as a mincha from Kemah. All the menachos in the Torah are solet. Yavi solet. I want to bring a mincha, but without any shemen and without any levona. Tough. Yavi ana v'shemen olevona. I want to bring a mincha of a chatzi yisaron. Yavi yisaron shalem. The guy says, I want to bring a mincha of a yisaron and a half. Yavi shnayim. Sounds exactly like this root. Areni nazir v'chetzi. He's a nazir twice. Rabbi Shimon, poter shaloit nadev kedarach ha-mitnadvim. Now there is the Mishnah that speaks of Rabbi Shimon Shita. You cannot create, according to some, it's specifically a hegdash, which is a problem from our sugya. But in any event, you cannot create a hegdash that doesn't follow the rules. This is not the way to be b'chayev yourself in a carbon when it's non-existent carbon. Now, explain, says the Gemara, man tana dechi omar. Now, how does that work? That a guy who's clearly not being Mechayev himself suddenly is being Mechayev himself. Well, says Chizkiah, it's exactly like our Mishnah, isn't it? Here a guy's trying to make himself a Nazir in the wrong way. And Beit Shammai nonetheless says, well, it's too bad he said it in the wrong way. We'll make it the right way. That's what he said. So same thing is true over here. We have a machloket. This Mishnah in Menachot is clearly going according to Beit Shammai. Did not Beit Shammai say, Nav Amri Beit Shammai in this case of Nazir, that Ki Omar Min HaGrogrota Ben Advela, that nonetheless he's a normal Nazir from Yain? Yeah, that's what he said. So the same thing over here. Achinam, the guy saying, I want to bring a mincha min ha-sorim. Mevim in achitim. Why? It's not what he said he wants to do. So that means he's understanding it the same way. The moment the guy says, Harei alai mincha, he's now chayev. And Adam HaTzit V'Rav L'Vatala. What's he trying to do now? Mevim in ha-sorim. No. The world say, well, you know, there's no such thing, so you just have to do what it is that you did. But there was a big question of the Rav Kiveger and the other Achronim, that L'chora, there's a major, major problem right here. The guy didn't create Hagish here yet. Mm-hmm. And we should say that you can't have Charata. Why don't we say what he's trying to do? He's trying to have Charata. Because Harei Alai is not Harei Zeh Mincha, obviously. If it be Harei Zeh Mincha, like Harei Nazir, then it's the same case. But if he's only trying to get himself to be Chayev in a Mincha, well, Beit Shammai never says that there's no toast in a Hagish where a guy hasn't yet made the Hagish. So he was made the head. This is a very serious problem. But let's ignore that possibility that we could start and have charata and so on. Let's take it smoothly. And we're going to reinterpret his single statement in, look, what you want to do is bring a mincha buddy. You can't really bring such a mincha. So what you mean is I want to bring a mincha. That's the bottom line. These are the rules of mincha. Go ahead. Where's the buddy? And that's it. This is Chizkiya's approach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I don't think that the two Mishnayot are the same. They look the same. But they're not the same. We could say that the Mishnah in Menachot is not dependent on the Machloket of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And it's talking about a case where a guy says, when we confront him and say, now listen here, buddy, there's no such thing as a Mincha, Min HaSorim. The guy says, oh, I didn't know that. Had I known that, I certainly would have not insisted to bring it min ha-sorim. All I really wanted to do was bring a mincha. So if this is the way to bring a mincha, then that's fine. So in other words, where I can now assume that a guy made a mistake, by nazir, nobody thinks that you can be a nazir from figs, but it's certainly possible for a guy to make a mistake with a mincha and think it's sorim. After all, there are two very major menachas that are from sorim. Minchat Sotah is from Sorim, and Minchat Omer from Sorim. So the guy, the only mincha he saw in his life, was he was in the Beis HaMikdash for a Minchas Sait or a Minchas, the Minchas Omer. So he says, oh gee, I want to bring one of those. So he made a mistake. That's a reasonable mistake. A mincha without Shaman and Levina. Sure, Minchas Chayte is without Shaman and Levina. The guy wants to bring a mincha to Chatzi Yisaron. Maybe he saw the Chavit and the Kohen Gadol's brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He says, oh, you bring a Chatzi Yisaron. He doesn't realize it's all one carb, it's going to have the other half later. He saw half. Well, that's not such an outrageous mistake to make. You don't have to be a total Amoret, but never to read the Bible. I mean, everybody knows what a Nazirite is. He's not a guy who doesn't eat figs. He's a guy who gets up on a cross. No, I'm just sorry. He's a guy who doesn't drink wine. Yeah. Okay. So, there we go. That's how I explain it. Okay, so now we have two possibilities in the relationship of the Mishnah in Menachot with our Mishnah. We're not giving up. Alright, so that is simple enough, except for the unfortunate fact that now Chizkiya seems to have changed his mind. Comes along now the very same Chizkiya who just said that the Mishnah in Menachot is just a parallel to the Mishnah here in Nazir. And he says, look, I just want you to know, says Chizkiya, that there's got to be an additional point of your Loshanu and Loshama Minasorim. I mean, don't make a mistake and think that if the guy wants to bring a mincha from an octopus, that he's chayav on a mincha. It's only if he wants to bring a mincha from Saurim. But if the guy comes along and says, I want to bring a mincha from Adashim, there's nobody in his right mind who thinks he can bring a mincha from Adashim. So then, lo ma'ati v'lo klum, then he's not chayav at all. Now wait a minute, says the Gemara. What just happened? Chizkiya was the one who just a minute ago argued with Rabbi Yochanan and said that the Mishnah in Menachot was a parallel to the Mishnah in Nazir, correct? Okay. Figs to Nazir are as octopi to Mincha. That's obvious, right? There's about as much relationship of the figs to Nazirut in anybody's mind as there are bringing a mincha from Adashim to a mincha. Nobody thinks you can bring Adashim. I've heard Adashim being brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, Chizkiya a minute ago said, yeah, but it's the same idea. Since Ein Adam Motzi Devarav Levatala, We're going to say is, ultimately he really wants to bring a Menachem, just like I said over here, ultimately he wants to be a Nazir. All of a sudden, Chizkiah takes the opposite approach, says, well, you know, there's got to be a basis for the mistake. Mistake, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, is that it's a function of mistakes. Where the guy said, oh, if I would have realized, I mean, obviously you were saying, Chizkiah, we don't need to have mistakes, so why all of a sudden you're talking about mistakes? Says, wait, just hold on a second over here. Chizkiah, how did Chizkiah understand the Mishnah Menachot? Kebek Shammai. That's the same as Nazir. Now, Adashim to a Mincha are the same as a Grogrot to a Nazir. So, Mirte, Adashim to Gabi Mincha are the equivalent of a Grogrot to Gabi Nazir. Okay? Bek Shammai said that nonetheless he's a Nazir. So, according to Chizkiah, even if you want to bring an octopus for a Mincha, it's the same thing as bringing Adashim for a Nazir. So, it should be the same. And why is he now saying, no, it can't be an octopus? Well, he's obviously changed his mind. No way out of this. I mean, he's changed his mind. He now buys into this other trap. Hadabek is here. Well, why would he change his mind? Am I Hadabek? Am I Rav? Because he had a big problem with the Mishnah. If it's really true that the Mishnah is a parallel to the Mishnah in Nazir, then why didn't the Mishnah go all the way and talk about octopi? Yeah, I mean, for the Mishnah to take a case where we're talking about another kind of mincha, mincha tzorin, is awfully suspicious. It sounds as if that the only reason that he's chayav in a mincha is because he was still within the acceptable set of minachot, which includes a mincha from tzorin, except not as a nedavat, I made a mistake. But if it were true that he could have even said, I'll bring a mincha from Adashim, why did the Mishnah say so? So if the Mishnah limited itself to a case of Saurim, there's got to be a reason for that. So I made a mistake. Let's see that inside. Omar Rava Matnitin Kashita. He was had problems with the Mishnah Menachot. Because then my ire, the Tani Minas Saurim, why would the Mishnah say Minas Saurim? It could have said even a more drastic case. I say, even he said Minah Adashim, if it's going only a little bit of Shammai. Therefore, Ela Sabach is here. Kika Amri Beit Shammai Hatam, Rabbi Yehuda. All that Chizkiah was trying, what it now recognizes, that Beit Shammai never, ever would have said something like that, and he would have actually only said like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that, okay, Minat Groger, Minat Veilai, he's a Nadur, but he's not a Nazir, but you don't have an equivalent case like that when it comes to Menachot.
Because it's totally off the wall. Because it's worse.
Yeah, you can make a neder from Grogrot and Veilah. You can't make a neder, you can make. You can't make a mincha from Adashim.
So he was Hadarbek from the first thing.
He was Hadarbek completely. That's right. Okay. Now, there's another girsa, which Tosfos and many of the Rishonim have, that it wasn't that he was Hadarbek and re-understood Beit Shammai, which is really weird why I say that. But rather Hadarbek, and that he said it's Mishum Ta'uta. And he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, but Omer, Ilu Hayiti Yodea, She'en Nodrin Kach, Hayiti Nodrin Kach, and so on. Okay, that's the Girsa in Menachos. So it's reasonable that that would be the Girsa over here. Okay. But, I mean, basically we understand the idea. So now Chizkiah is coming out as requiring a Ta'ut. Good. Says now the Gemara, we got another problem. Gosh. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu Min Adashim. This is crazy. First, Chizkiah says, no, only if it's not Min Adashim, because it turns out he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan turns around and says, no, even Min Adashim. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said, it's only because you can make a mistake. But I was going to make a mistake and think you could bring a mincha from an octopus. So how did now Rabbi Yochanan suddenly start saying the opposite? He said, well, now what? Well, Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Bomer, I thought you, Rabbi Yochanan, held the whole thing was an issue making a mistake. And now you're telling me even if it's an outrageous thing that can't possibly be a mistake, nonetheless it still works. No, you misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't saying what he thought. Rabbi Yochanan was saying to Chizkiah, what's your problem? Come on, fight like a man. You staked out a position. You're ready to back off the moment somebody asks you a question. Why it said, Sorim, and it didn't say Adashim? Stick to your guns! I'll tell you why you can have still a perfectly valid explanation of why the Mishnah would have said Sorim and not Adashim. I'll tell you why. He's talking Lishitat Chizkiah. He's saying to Chizkiah like this. Lidvarav to Chizkiah with the comma. At my time, I got a doctor. Why did you change your mind? And I was only boxing with a hand tied behind my back. Why did you change your mind so fast? Just because the Mishnah said, maybe the point is, maybe the Mishnah is saying, even minasori. Huh? Yeah. Because what? Lomi boy kiyomar mi adashim. The mighty mincha ma'al yata. The ikala meima ma'ari udara bebet vastasham rishon. Suppose the Mishnah had said the case of adashim, which to you would be the more clear case, the more outrageous case, right? That's what you're thinking, but you're wrong about that. Because if you are right about your overall idea, then you have to take something else into consideration. I think you're wrong. But if you're right, that this is Beit Shammai, it's a reflection, a parallel of the sugi here in the Zeros. Let me ask you what your opinion would have been. Take yourself out of the details over here. Be a naive reader. A Mishnah says a guy says, I want to bring a mincha, as long as I can bring it mina adashim. And we know that the guy doesn't really want to bring mina adashim. He obviously is now trying to change his mind. It's a contradiction. Just like it was in the Mishnah over here, right? So, maybe the reason is that he has to bring a mincha because it's, he's saying something contradictory. We say, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Take the first part of the statement. And since the second part of the statement doesn't make any sense, effectively ignore it. Because that too is a machlokas in Temura. So just say Tfos Lashon Rishon. But suppose he indeed would have said Minasa Orim. You would have said, over there, why should I Tfos Lashon Rishon? It makes perfectly good sense for a person to think that there's a mincha Minasa Orim. So it's not that he's saying two contradictory statements. He's saying a statement in which he made a mistake. If he made a mistake, so that what he's saying is, Kiyom HaMinasorim, Varei D'Achikom, he's trying to make a condition. He's saying, look, I don't know, I'm assuming you can make a mincha like that. But if you can't, forget it. I don't want to bring a mincha from other things. I got lots of sorim. So maybe that's what he's saying, Varei D'Achikom. Ikat Shaki Minchata Omer. If I can bring a korban like that minchata omer, so then I want to bring one and let it be kodesh. But if I can't, then I don't want to bring anything. Or a mincha sota, maybe the one he saw. So then tikdosh, ilo lo. So you might think in that case a man should be viewed as making a condition, since it's a reasonable thing. Now you can't compare that to the circuit that we have over here in the Zirut. The guy's making a condition. If I can be a nazir from figs, nobody thinks you'd be a nazir from figs. But over here, he may really be making a condition. So if I would have said the case of Adashim and not Sorim, I could have left you in a complete blur about the real meaning of the Mishnah, and you would have thought that maybe in that case it's viewed as it's not. I want to bring a mincha on condition that I can bring a mincha similar to a seita, or similar to a mincha so'emer. Kamashmalan, by saying, bedavka the lashon of Sorim, that no, that's not true. We do not view it as a condition. Okay, so now what do you view it as? Okay, I have my approach. I say, what do you view it as? You view it as a mistake, and it's got to be talked about where the guy said, well, I would have been noder anyway, correctly. But you who believe that the Mishnah makes sense of Ibn Beit Shammai, don't change your mind, because now that that's the only case that the Mishnah could say, come on, tell me what you think. Why indeed is he chayav the mincha? Because it's exactly like Beit Shammai said back here. I'm chicken out of it just because of the problem of Sori. Okay? This last piece good. I'm getting a lot of strange looks for some reason. It's the octopi that are driving people crazy. You can see them curled around your necks. Breathe deeply. Arini nazir menagor grotu menad vela Beit Shammai amrim naziru Beit Hillel amrim eino nazir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda afki shamru Beit Shammai lo amru ala be'omer arein alaki korban. Again, the Rosh says be'omer means the guy himself says. Arein, that's what I was thinking when I said it. Arini nazir menagor grotu menad vela Beit Shammai amrim nazir v'amai. Doesn't the Torah say mikol asher yaseh migefen hayayin amrachmana and not from anything that can get you drunk, like Kragamor or Dvela Ki'ili, as is mentioned in the Mishnah. So Beit Shammai Savi like Rabbi Meir, the Amreina Damatzi Dvar Levatala, Beit Hillel Savi like Rabbi Yosi, the Amr Bigmar Dvar Rav Adam Nitvas, Vahai Nedu Pitchoimo. Wait, so according to Beit Shammai also, I mean, why wouldn't it be a Nedu Pitchoimo? Ela Beit Shammai Savi like Rabbi Meir, the Amreina Damatzi Dvar Levatala, which therefore means that the moment that he says I'm a Nazir, he becomes a Nazir now. He's turning around, Avile Nazir, Kikomim in Abrogotim in Advela, we now view that as a contradiction. And the Chulio de Ka'ati, so now you'll say, okay, so fine, but there's a Neder Pitchorimo, it's too late. But Shammai Latamayu de Amri, Ein Sheila Begdesh, Vekim Ein Sheila Begdesh, Ein Sheila Benizirut, Obeitilil, Savik Rabbi Shimon, Tetzan Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shalait Nadev Kederecha Mitnadvim, this piece is only coming to tell us why is it at least Nador. It's not addressing the issue of the Nizirut, which we already addressed at the beginning. Now, Matnitin Deloti Haitan, Tetanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Nador Vinazir, which according to the Rosh means O Nadur, O Nazir. Who Beit Yilel Omrim, depending on how he explains it, Who Beit Yilel Omrim Nadur the Eino Nazir. This would be because Beit Shammai, Savila Krabi Meir, and also Krabi Yehuda, said it could be a Lashonam Nidarim, Lashonam Nazirut, because Eino Nadur Motzi Dvar Levatala. Who Beit Yilel Savila Krabi Yehuda is probably the correct Gersa. And therefore, Yodzi's Nadur, Lishnach Rino Amala, Rabbi Natan Rabbi Shammai Amrim Nadur Vein No Nazir, Ubeit Hillel Amrim Lo Nadur Velo Nazir. According to this approach, Rabbi Shammai only holds like Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't hold the Rabbi Meir that Ein Adam Matzid Dvarav Levatala, and therefore the explanation is that if he says that's what I meant, then he is a Nadur from figs, but there's no way he could be a Nazir. And Beit Hillel is going on with Rabbi Shimon. That would be even, by the way, if he said that I meant to be a Nazir, we'd say, tough on you. Because only according to Rabbi Meir can we redefine language to mean something when that's not what you said. You see? So it wouldn't matter according to this Lashon if you redefine it for yourself. Beit Hillel to Rabbi Shimon is not even Nadur, Shaloit Nadev, Kedarcha Mitnadvim. Which brings us indeed to the Mishnah Menachos. Tanahat. Omer Arei Alay Mincha La'avim in Asorim. Too bad. Yavim in Achitim. Arei Alay Mincha La'avim Kemach. Too bad. Yavim Solet. Shelo B'Shemen or Levona. Too bad. Yavim B'Shemen Levona. Chatzi Yisaron. Yavim Yisaron Shalim. Yisaron U'merzah. Yavim Shnayim. Rabbi Shimon Poter Shelo Yitnadev Kederach Abitnadvim. Now, Man Tanev Yom Arei Alay Mincha Min Asorim Mevim in Achitim. Omar Chizki, it's exactly a parallel to our Mishnah. It's part of the Machloket, and over here, obviously, in Menachot, where we don't bring the Machloket, that part is going a little bit of Beit Shammai. Lav Amri Beit Shammai, Ki Omar Menagro Grodon Advela, nonetheless, he's actually a Nazir from wine. So, Achinami, he said he wants to bring a Mincha, Ki Omar Menasorim, nonetheless, he'll bring a normal Mincha, Mevi Menachitim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, no, this is a different issue over here. I feel a day I call. I mean, that's because when it comes to the story in the Zeras, obviously over there, he couldn't be making a mistake, but over here, it's talking about where he made an honest mistake. And he says when he's confronted, Bomer, Ilo Haiti Yodea Sheino Dikach, Lo Nadarti Kach Alakach, I really just wanted to bring a Mincha. I thought, but I certainly not changing my mind just because I need to bring it from Chiti. So everybody agrees to that. Why is that a machloket Beit Shammai Betula? Omar Chizkiah, well now, lo shonah lo shonah min ha'sorim, aval omer min ha'adashim lo ma'ati v'lo klum. What? Michtin Chizkiah was the man who just said, come on, mukim lo lamati, v'lo Beit Shammai. Well, as far as eyes could see, adashim to a mincha are like grogrog to a nazir. And Beit Shammai said, nonetheless, it's a nazir. So why all of a sudden is not, nonetheless, it's a mincha? Oh, well then, he changed his mind. Other Beit Chizkiah. Why would he change his mind? My other Beit. Omar Rava, because Matnit and Geshite. My Yari the Tanim and Asa'orim. You could have made a much bigger blast by talking about octopi. Lit de Mina Adashim. El Sova Chizkiah ki Kamre Beit Shammai Hatam ki Revi Yehuda. Or the other Gersa is Hatam Mishum Ta'uta Uba'emri La'iti Yodea, etc. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afil min Adashim. What? But Rabbi Yochanan was with the Omar Bomar Yilayti Yodea. Shein no drinkach, lo nadarti kach alakach. He couldn't have said, if only I would have known that you can't bring him a mincha min Adashim. Come off it, baby. So how come now Chizkiah, Rabbi Yochanan is changing his mind? No, he's not changing his mind. He's talking with Dvarav the Chizkiah, the Gomar. At my time, I got data b'chal. Mishum d'lo katanim mina adashim. Maybe that's for another reason. D'ma lo mi boy ka Omar. Lo mi boy ki Omar mi adashim. D'maite mincha ma'ayata. Because over there, ikalamim ma'adu d'adabe. And that was l'shan rishon. I mean, if he would have said in Asaurin, then the naive reader would have interpreted that to mean that over there, v'alai hachi kama, I kachak mincha ta'omer, mincha sota, then I want to bring it, but if not, I don't want to bring it. And then we would have to say that he would be parted from the mincha. Lo, kamash v'alan, that nonetheless, maite minachitin. Now we have to think about why maite minachitin. Fine. In that, the two of us diverge. I say it's because it's ta'ut. You say it's because it's Beit Shammai and Adam Mitzvah Levatala. May the better man win.
Would you say most people?